أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. That is seeking forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for all the sins that we have committed. And once again, I will repeat and I will go on repeating that the conditions of tawbah have to be met. So seeking forgiveness is one thing, but the determination that I will not return to that is a different thing. So we must have both, seeking forgiveness for the past and a determination that I will not return to those sins again. Accidental sins again, the person makes tawbah. But a Muslim and a mu'min does not commit deliberate sins. He doesn't go out in search of sins. So the person is making istighfar. And the person has to seek forgiveness from those whom he has harmed without justification. And if he is owing people monies or inheritance-wise something that did not belong to him, the person has usurped that, or he has devoured the property of orphans, widows and others, then that has to be returned. So much so that if a person has taken interest from people, unwittingly or knowingly in the past he took interest, and now he realized that that was interest that I had taken, I had charged interest, it wasn't a profit, then the Tawbah demands that the person searches for those people from whom he has taken interest and returns it to them. If it's large amount or small amount, if it means selling some property, then sell it. But pay back, then inshallah you will see barakat. If a person built up 10 properties with his interest money, now he realized, so he sold 5, 6, 7 properties or even 9 properties and returned that interest that he had taken from the people on the monies that he loaned to them. Inshallah, I can guarantee you, Allah Ta'ala will then, with that one property, give him so much barakat in that one business, that very soon he will again own the others too. There are people who have experienced this in their lives, who made sincere tawbah. It is hard on the nafs, but then that is tawbah. Otherwise we all can sit in the masjid and astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, 10,000 times we can read. Or we can go away to Arafat every year. Bichara Arafat passed away, Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirat, give him Jannatul Firdaus. But I'm talking about Arafat, Hajj occasion. Go there and cry, shed a few tears there. That everybody can do. So let us now get down to sincere tawbah. How long are we going to carry on with our tawbah also like those of the munafiqeen? Let it be sincere, let it be deep-hearted, let it come from the depths of our heart. Think of the azmat of Allah Ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Ma lakum la tarjuna lillahi waqara. Then make tawbah and see what are the benefits of the tawbah. So astaghfirullah is seeking forgiveness. It's not just tasbih, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, most merciful Allah, most compassionate, loving, caring Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beautiful Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are about to enter the last of the odd nights of this Mubarak month, of the last 10 days of Ramadan, the last of the odd nights. Ya Allah, the 29th night, it is the last flight. Oh my beloved Allah, we haven't done justice to our fasting. We haven't done justice to our ibadat, zikr, tilawat. Oh my beloved Allah, even in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we have been so negligent. So negligent, oh my beloved Allah. How much of sins we committed even in Ramadan. How much we engaged in futile, vain talks, actions, deeds. Your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who was sinless, who was masoom. Ya Allah, how much ibadat he made in Ramadan. How much of tilawat he made in Ramadan. What long sajdas he made in Ramadan. And especially in the last 10 nights. Ya Allah, we have wasted our valuable time. This Mubarak guest that you sent to us in the form of Ramadan, we did not show hospitality. But oh my beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than your entire creation put together, more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens. Ya Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Your ocean of forgiveness is so vast, my Allah. So vast, so vast. One drop is sufficient to wash away our hearts. To wash away the sins from our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, clean and purify our souls. Our hearts have become filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy, with evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, day and night our hearts are engulfed in evil passions and desires. Oh my beloved Allah, who is there to purify our hearts besides you? Clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of ibadah, with the noor of zikr and tilawat. Fill our hearts, oh my beloved Allah, with your muhabbat. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. How long are we going to live a life of sin on the surface of this earth? One day we have to leave this world and proceed to the grave. Oh my Allah, how long are we going to remain hypocrites on the surface of the earth? Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے میرے اللہ this مبارک hour this مبارک minutes and seconds when we are so close to the entry of the 29th night of Ramadan My Allah, we seek from you the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Ya Allah, give us the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our properties, protect our wealth, protect our wives and children, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas which are prevalent around the world. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with piety. Bless us with a life of taqwa. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with your qurb, with your ma'rifat, with your yaqeen. Mere Allah, with tawakkul and trust in you. Oh my beloved Allah, your treasures are unlimited. Your treasures are unlimited. And we are seeking from your unlimited treasures, my beloved Allah. Our life in your control, our sight in your control, our hearing, our speech, our heart, liver and lungs, our kidneys and bladder. Oh my beloved Allah, everything in your control. Therefore we are extending our begging bowls before you and seeking from you at this Mubarak time. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems, the trials, the tribulations that the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is facing around the globe. Ya Allah, we will be making iftar just now. We are sitting so comfortably and relaxed. Water before us, dates before us, and so many people have got other delicacies before them. Ya Allah, at this very moment, bombs are raining in Fallujah, Palestine, so many other parts of the world. Ya Allah, there's no iftar. There's no sehri for them. They cannot even make sajda in those masjids anymore. My Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Look at the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam which flowed for this ummah. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, bless us all with sihat, with afiyat, with salamat, with izzat. When the time of our death comes, Ya Allah, when our death comes, my Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, in a prostitute court, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, or in adultery or fornication. Ya Allah, how many people's hearts have stopped beating whilst they were in the very act of fornication? Ha, my Allah, Qiyamah day they will rise in the same condition. How embarrassing that will be for my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect us from evil death, from bad death. When the time of departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. Ha! As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ya Allah, our soul leaves our body. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, bless us with the ishq and the love and the muhabbat and the azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. All his life he prayed for the ummat. How much he begged for us. All the goodness that he asked for us. Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions. My beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All the du'as that he made for us. میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حجر اسود چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا، رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا، مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا، میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا، and how much he prayed in Hatim. And at the Multazam, how much he begged for us. After drinking Zamzam, at Muqam Ibrahim, on Safa Marwa, Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless the entire Ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima.